Welcome to the first week of our new series. We're calling it Sacred Mysteries, God's Greatest Truths for Your Everyday Life. Over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be taking a deep dive into some of Christianity's deepest beliefs. These ancient truths can sometimes feel a little abstract or overly technical. They can seem like they don't really relate to our everyday lives. It's easy to gloss over them because we wonder, how do they connect to our deepest fears, our deepest worries, our deepest concerns, and everything that we're going through in this life? But these truths have stood the test of time. They have shaped the faith of billions of believers for 2,000 years. And they are central to what we believe. And they have endured not only because they're true, but because they matter more than we might think. In fact, when you see why they matter, they'll change the way you see everything. You'll begin to realize that you are not alone, that you are not powerless, you are not without love. And you can be satisfied. You can find true fulfillment in your life. And today we're going to begin with the first of these sacred mysteries, the ascension of Jesus into heaven. And so I want to talk with you today about one simple but powerful truth. You are not alone. A friend of mine recently got one of those self-driving Teslas. Great cars. I recommend them highly. He took me on a test drive, and I have to admit, I was very impressed. He just entered the destination, sat back, and the car did everything. Stopping at lights, changing lanes, turning corners, getting us exactly where we needed to go. Technology can do some amazing things these days. It can monitor your sleep, track your health, guide your decisions, and even hold a conversation with you. Artificial intelligence can generate responses in milliseconds, fill in missing information, and make you feel heard and understood all at the same time. But there's one thing technology can never do. It cannot resolve the deepest human need for connection, to feel something real, something meaningful, something personal. A machine can affirm you, it can flatter you, it can tell you exactly what you want to hear, but it can never touch you like another human being. It can never offer genuine empathy like another human being. It can never love you like another human being. That's because it is and always will be just a machine. And it cannot answer the deepest question in the human soul. At the end of the day, am I actually alone in the universe? Am I really on my own in this world? Back in 2015, my mother passed away just shy of my 50th birthday. My dad had died years earlier. And I remember feeling something that I never expected at that stage of my life. I felt alone. The unconditional love that my mother had always shown me was suddenly gone. The feeling of, you know, being supported and protected and nurtured by your mom, by any parent, disappeared overnight. And even though I was a fully grown adult, I felt like a lot of people who have lost both parents. Vulnerable, exposed. And like, for the first time in my life, really on my own. Bottom line, I felt like an orphan. At the Last Supper, Jesus said something that directly addresses this. He said something remarkable to his disciples. He said, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live." Jesus told his followers that he would never leave them alone in this world. promised that he would always be with them, that his spirit would live on the inside of every believer. He said, on that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you. But what's strange is that he said he would never leave them on the same night that he actually did. The night that he was arrested, taken away, and later crucified. He said that they would not be like orphans in the world, and then they were. Because the very next day, he died on the cross. And they were alone. Abandoned. Defenseless, just like orphans. But after the resurrection, Jesus talked with Mary Magdalene at the tomb. He appeared to the apostles behind locked doors, walked with two of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, taught them the scriptures, shared a meal with them. He met with disciples in Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, and cooked them breakfast. He took Peter aside and told him his future, his mission, what he would be doing. And Paul tells us that Jesus appeared to more than 500 people at the same time. All told, Scripture records 10 separate accounts of Jesus appearing to various people after his resurrection. Again and again, he was showing them that he was not really gone, that he would always be with them. But then something unusual happened. In today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus gathered his disciples at the Mount of Olives, just outside the city. He told them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the Holy Spirit. And when he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up. And a cloud took him from their sight. They stared at the sky in disbelief. I'm sure they were thinking, I can't believe this is happening again. First, he's taken from us, then he comes back, and now he's gone again. For the second time, they were alone, like orphans. But God was planning something the disciples could never have imagined. Before the ascension, Jesus, like any human being, could only be in one place at a time. But after the ascension, he would be present in a different way, available to everyone, everywhere. That's why he said to Mary Magdalene at the tomb, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father." Jesus did not leave the world to its own devices. He was entering into it in a whole new way. The ascension did not take Jesus out of the world. It allowed him to participate in it in every moment with every person. Many years ago, I was on this backpacking trip in the Rocky Mountains. I was with a group of people, and I met this man from San Jose. He had everything you might think a person would want: a good career, a loving family, affluence, wealth. He had it all. One night, we were sitting by the campfire with others in the group, and I remember, like it was yesterday, it was a clear night. The sky was filled with stars. It was so beautiful. When the others had gone back to their tents, we were still sitting there, this man and I, in front of the campfire, and he leaned over and he told me that he felt completely empty on the inside. Like he was all alone in the world, like nothing really mattered and no one really cared. I looked up at those stars and I saw beauty, order, and purpose. I saw a universe that spoke of a loving creator, a God who made everything out of nothing just for us. But all he could see was a cold, distant, empty universe, a meaningless cosmos devoid of life or love. Researchers tell us that actually a lot of people have felt that way at one point or another in their lives. Alone, disconnected, wondering if there's really anyone up there, if anyone really cares. Maybe you feel that way today, or maybe someone you love feels that way today. You're carrying more than you can handle. Everything is on your shoulders. And you look up at the sky and And you wonder if God is real. I mean, really real. Or is the universe just nothing but an empty void? A vast expanse of deep, meaningless space. But I promise you, you are not alone. Because God is on the throne. The same Jesus who rose from the dead, he is ordering your steps. He's opening the right doors, closing the wrong doors, leading you to your destiny because he has a plan for your life. And whether you realize it or not, as long as you have breath in your lungs, there is something God wants you to do for him. A mission, a purpose, an assignment, something that gives your life meaning. You're not an orphan. You have not been left behind to fend for yourself. You are not abandoned. When Jesus disappeared behind those clouds, two men dressed in white came to the disciples and said to them, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." Those angels knew where Jesus was going. He didn't just vanish into thin air, into nothingness. Jesus was leaving the earth for a purpose. The ascension was not about him going far away. It was about him taking his rightful place on the throne. As Paul says in today's second reading, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. And God has put all things beneath his feet. All things. And that means he's not just present in your life. He's in charge of it. He governs it. He holds all things together. His sovereignty is absolute. And here's the key. Because he reigns, he is not distant from your life. He is actively involved in it. And nothing you face, no setback, no loneliness, no uncertainty, could ever keep him from working in your life and leading you forward. A friend of mine grew up in a really tough family. Alcohol, abuse, a lot of negativity. As a child, he felt lonely and isolated. He was embarrassed about his home life, his background, where he came from. So he withdrew from other people, trying to hide his pain. But then one day, he met a little boy named Joe. It was in the first grade, and they were on the same little league team. They hit it off, and Joe invited him over to his house. And his parents were kind and loving. Good people, responsible adults. And this is all my friend ever wanted, was to have a normal, loving family. And from the very beginning, he knew the love of that family. They kept inviting him back. And after a while, Joe's parents sort of adopted my friend. And he was there practically every night, eating dinner, doing his homework, hanging out. He would stay over many nights, and when he turned 15, he moved into Joe's basement. And eventually, Joe's parents became his parents, and he no longer felt alone. For the first time, he felt connected, like he belonged somewhere. For the first time in his life, he knew he was loved, valuable, and worthy. Today, my friend is a successful doctor, lives right here in Tiburon, has a wonderful, loving family of his own. But last year, Joe passed away at a young age. My friend was devastated, brokenhearted. I mean, Joe had meant everything. He had changed his whole life. You might think that my friend would have gone back to all those old feelings of, you know, loneliness, abandonment, feeling like an orphan, feeling disconnected, but not this time. Not this time. Because my friend has now become a man of faith. He knows where he can find true and lasting connection. And he never feels alone. He misses Joe every day of his life, but my friend knows that God is his Father in heaven, that Jesus is his brother, and through the Holy Spirit, they live in him and he in them. And he now knows that no matter what happens in life, he will never, ever be alone because God is on the throne. Just before Jesus ascended into heaven, he met his disciples on a mountaintop in Galilee. He told them that all power in heaven and earth had been given to him. And then, in today's gospel passage from the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus uttered his last recorded words. Words that should give us comfort and encouragement. He said, "And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." Whatever you might be going through right now, loneliness, abandonment, rejection, disappointment, hurt, betrayal, fear, worry, whatever it is, you are not an orphan. You are not abandoned. Jesus is with you always. The universe is not empty. It is not impersonal. It is not uncaring. And you are not alone because God is truly on the throne.